A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Date.
Yes, please.
So if you listen to the last episode of the pod, you will know that I have only just gotten rid of my Christmas tree. It wasn't up, I have to say. It was down, but it was kind of like upside down in my green bin.
You know,
garden
out.
Waste? Yeah. It was a big old tree and I didn't have anything to saw it up with. A woman who lives on her own. What about? I'm not going to have a saw, am I?
You should do if you're a woman that lives on her own. Yeah. You might need it.
Got a baseball bat, don't worry. That's my baseball.
That's for your baseball. Yeah, hobby.
Yes, I play baseball.
You're very
a lot.
Good at it. I've watched you. I support you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been signed up by Lakers.
It'll happen. Yeah, you watch.
You'll be in LA before you know it.
So, tree is in the bin, and it was there for probably about a week or so because it was like on the bin rotation thing. So, there it was. I kept looking at it thinking, I wonder if the bin men are going to take
rotation.
That.
Bin rotation. Oh, the bin rotation.
I love knowing the bin rotation.
Oh, that was great. The bin rotation.
Do you know, I never know the bin rotation. I have to literally look outside and go, right, what colour bin is it this week then? Is it blue? Is it black? Or is it green?
Well, I raise you that. My neighbours take out ours. They take it out. We bring it in. It's very confusing. I can never remember what bin or whether I'm taking it out or bringing
God,
it
that's
in.
That's a good bit of...
It's a responsibility.
Yeah.
That's
neighbouring,
what it is.
Bin neighbouring or whatever
never
it's
have
called.
I ever put any rubbish in their bin.
Lies.
Never have I
Why
ever.
Are you lying, doll? So it was green bin week. So I thought, oh, this is the week when I get to put my tree out. So I was a little embarrassed. I'm not going to lie, because it was literally more than half of the tree
sticking
was coming out.
Out
of the green bin. Couldn't put the lid over it, obviously. So pulled it out to the bottom of my drive and I did it. But then I ran off as if like people would see it was me. Well, they know it's me because it's on
outside
my drive. Yeah. I was like, whoo-hoo-hoo, as I ran off. And I thought, are they going to take it? So you and I discussed it. And we were thinking, maybe I could, you know, nip down at 7 a.m. because they're always very prompt, my bin men, I have to say. They're always 7 a.m. on the dot. I could nip down and maybe,
sweet
you know.
Sweet
talk
them. Yeah. Show a little bit of leg.
Yeah, a bit of nip, maybe, you know. Whatever it takes. Jesus. Just be like, oh, boys, you know, would you mind taking it? Yeah, I've had a right issue with it. But, you know, so that's what I thought might happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, bin morning came and I overslept.
I didn't
make it down to see the bin men.
Did they take it?
What do you think?
Of course they didn't take it. Do you know what they would have done? They'd have taken a photo and put it in the group chat of shit things people put in their bin. You'll be a laughing stock.
They didn't take it.
Of course they didn't take
no.
it.
So I literally, after I woke up at like 7:15, I thought, oh no, I've missed the bin men. And I really slowly went over to my window. And I put up my
blind. Hope.
My little nose went up to the window. I thought, have they taken it? And I thought, oh no, they haven't. It's still there.
I tell you what would have happened there, right? Your neighbours would have looked and gone, she's off her nut, that one.
Yeah. Oh, mate, also, they know that about me. That would be no surprise. And they're not going to be like, what's Becky up to? They'll be like, oh yeah,
everyone,
Becky's put a big tree out.
Everyone driving past would have been like, look at that.
Well, that was my worry. Okay, I don't really mind about my neighbours because they know me. It's the people driving
by. Oh, you're on a main road,
by.
Mate. They'd have absolutely howled. They'd be like, she's got no hope. Get a saw. I mean, you could.
Mate, I'm not going to get a saw.
What are you
we
do
need
with
to
it?
Drop the saw thing. I'm never going to go and
you
buy
should,
a saw and saw my tree.
And just shove it in the bin.
Nah, it ain't going to happen, mate. I know what I'm going to do with it.
You're going to shove it over the back of your wall.
I'm going to, yep, that's right. What I'm going to do with last year's tree. Huh. This is the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates. We used to do a radio show together, but we lost our jobs, got sacked, whatever you want to call it. And now we do this podcast on the daily.
We are sponsored by East Midlands Airport, Redbrick Staging and Prince Family Law Solicitors. Do you want a rat update?
Yeah, I was going to say we've had a tree update. Let's get the baby rat.
Is there a phrase like, you're a rat? What is that? There's a phrase, isn't there? You're a rat. Why you? There is. You're a rat.
It means you're a rat, as in
you're ratting on people.
Yeah.
Oh, I think someone famous did it, didn't they? Anyway, moving on. Right, so we had 6 baby rats in the chicken food.
Yeah, they were quite cute, actually. You showed me a video. They were quite sweet.
Yeah. Well, my neighbour's a butcher. He offered to
take one of those big meat plunger things on him.
But he did offer to sort it out. Well, do you know what I mean?
With a meat hammer,
No, not with
it?
A meat hammer.
You said he had a big a hammer stone. He was going to...
No, You are making this story up. You are gaslighting
me. I'm sure you said. He's got a big cleaver.
No, he was just going to... You know, with whatever implement. I don't
but
think
we didn't
brings...
want him to, did we? We were like, no.
I hope he doesn't bring his tools home. Imagine if he's got a big old...
We wouldn't want to go to his butchers, would we? If he's using his tools to get rid of rats. Don't name the butchers he works
at. He was actually telling me once, they start doing pigs. What is wrong with me today? We need to talk about what I said to you on a message as well.
What did you say to me?
I'd tap out a message to you.
Tap out?
Anyway, he once said that in the butchers, they start making pigs in blankets in August.
No.
Yeah.
But where do they store them until
December?
Freeze
them, mate. Then they deliver them to hotels and restaurants.
Gosh, what goes on at the butchers that we don't know about?
Exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it? Ask him more things.
Oh, God. What?
I don't know anything. Oh, God. Just ask him what else goes on.
I don't like the thought of the hanging pigs.
Oh, no. I don't like it. You know when you drive past a lorry?
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, they open up the back.
And they're taking out all the like carcasses and they're all hanging up. That puts me about a little bit. And the smell.
God.
The meaty smell.
Stop it.
My friend, who was a vegetarian, her family used to own a butcher shop and that's what turned her vegetarian. She was literally like, it is the smell of raw meat. And I was like, I don't blame you. Well, that would turn me vegetarian, I reckon.
Well, I've got chickens, right? Mm. So you would think that I wouldn't be able to have a roast chicken.
Oh,
I love my chickens. I could not kill my own chicken and eat it. Therefore, I should not eat chicken. Do you know what I mean?
What would you rather do? Would you rather give up your chickens or give up roast chicken? You've got to give up one.
Oh, a real chicken or a roast chicken?
So your chickens.
My chickens.
You'd have to give them away and
would
not
be,
have them anymore.
Would they be happy? Would they have a happy life?
They'd go to a nice home. Yeah, but give them up or give up eating.
Oh, if they're
going to
be happy, I'll give them up.
I'm just kidding.
Listen, I have roast chicken whilst looking at my chickens. Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Taunting them. All right, guys, just eat one of your relatives here.
On a leg. Oh, I don't. Anyway, what are we talking about? Rats. Right, anyway, so did not want the butcher to come round and the rats. So my husband puts, they were contained in this big tub. They couldn't get out. They kept climbing on top of each other. So it's like they were talking to it, like Ratatouille.
They couldn't but also, there was no mum and dad in there, was there?
I don't know
there?
Where the mum and dad went. I don't know if
have
they
have you
leave
seen them,
them
since?
The mum and dad? I've never seen the mum and dad.
Oh.
No, I bet they're big though. Ooh. Anyway, so he put some cling film over the top and then carried them up.
Who did your neighbour?
No, James, my husband.
Right, yeah.
And then he took them to a nearby wood and let them go.
But did he though?
No, James wouldn't hurt a fly, yeah.
Good.
But when he put the container out, he said they didn't want to go out. They kept going back in.
But so hang on, but he's got rid of them without the mum and dad.
So the mum and dad are going to go back and be like...
Oh, no, mate.
Yeah.
Couldn't he have waited for mum and dad to come in?
Rachel, Roger, Roland,
Rodney,
Rochelle.
Oh, no.
Where are you guys?
Oh,
don't.
Mate, that's going to give me nightmares tonight.
What am I supposed to do with them? I can't keep them.
Wait for the mum and dad. Wait for the mum and dad to come home. And then all of them to ferry them all off together.
I haven't got time to wait for a rat to come back, which I don't even think they do. I think they just leave them. Don't.
Oh, do they? But they don't stay with them. Oh, that's all right then.
Anyway, I was like, when they came out of the tub, did they scatter or did they stick together? It was like they scattered.
Did they do one little line?
He went, no, they scattered off. I was like, oh no. They'd be dead now, won't they? An owl would have had them.
Absolute goners.
But they're in the circle of life, right? Lion King.
I mean, if you're saying this to make yourself feel better, no, it'll be fine. It's the circle of... Do you remember the other day? Were we here? Or I can't remember if we were in the studio or not. We looked out of the window somewhere, I can't remember where, and we saw migration happening. Do you remember we saw those geese and they were all in perfect formation?
So clever. Yeah. How do they know?
We were like, we stopped what we were doing and we were like, look at them. And we just both stared at them for about 5 minutes. We were like, look, it's amazing.
Does one just like go, right, I'm in the middle, you guys flank me? Right?
I don't know how it happens.
How do they know where to move?
It is incredible.
It is actually.
There's a new film, isn't there, coming out called Migration. It's like a Disney animation or Pixar or something. It looks so good.
It's very, how do they know what direction to go? I've said this before on this pod. When a bird takes off, how does it know where it's going to land? Does it just go, I'm going to fly over to that tree now? How do they plan their day?
Have they got like a compass inside their heads?
How do they know what to do?
They're so clever.
They're so clever.
And I love it when you hear the geese. Sometimes you hear them go, I can't do a geese noise. No. But they go, wah, wah. And you think, that's the geese flying
that's
over.
Geese.
My mum is obsessed with geese, right? And she gets them flying over her house quite a lot in migration season, and she always goes when she sees them go over, they
she
make
doesn't
that
talk
noise
to them.
She does, she goes, she goes, good luck geese, good luck on your travels, and she always rings me and goes, I've seen the geese, seen them, they're on their way. And I do think, that's really sweet.
You know what though, what's really weird, we will stop talking about wildlife in a minute, but the amount of birds you see in the sky, you never see them dead. Where do they go? You think they just drop out, plop out of the sky?
You do see dead birds.
Not a lot. Not the amount that you see in the sky should be on the floor.
What, you mean there should be dead birds everywhere?
Well, there should be. Where do they go? Yeah. Do they just disintegrate into the ground?
Know. Mate, I've got no idea.
I do love birds. Actually, shout out to birds.
Go birds.
Go birds. I was near a heron the other day. They're fucking enormous, them
things.
They
are big, aren't they? You wouldn't want to get near their beaks, would you?
They'd
go at you.
Also, swans, they can kill you, apparently.
Oh, we've talked about them before. Steer clear. Do you remember? Steer clear.
Steer clear.
I was, if you've not heard that episode, by the way, it's called Steer Clear. Go and listen to it. I can't remember what number it is. But Laura and I were on a walk one day and there was this big, like, I don't know, group
angry.
Gaggle. What, I don't know what it's called. A pack.
Yeah.
A pack of...
a gang.
Yeah, of
a
squad. Looking a bit...
angry.
Scary, quite frankly. And I was actually a bit worried for myself. I was like, steer clear,
steer clear.
I was like putting my arms out to them, like, stay back.
Hang on,
stay
no, back. Wait, was there not a sign that said steer clear?
Oh, it might have been actually, yeah.
I do like the phrase steer clear. I don't know why.
You can use it for all sorts of things, can't
you?
Yeah,
you can.
You're in the car,
steer clear.
Yeah. Or if you see like, I don't know, a smelly person,
steer clear.
Yeah, you could... Well, use it today. Just use it for whatever. Yeah. Or if you see your boss coming,
steer clear. Slip it into a convo.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Use it for anything.
Right, I've got a little tip.
Oh, we like a tip.
Is it a life hack? I don't know, but I did not know this. Mm. Okay. So when I was at my hairdresser's the other day, I was talking about like, what is the best shampoo? Like if you were to buy the best shampoo, what is it for like fine-ish hair? And I did not know this. First of all is you should never buy shampoo that's cloudy. The shampoo should be clear.
I did not know that
there
either.
So like, for example, Herbal Essences, it's cloudy. A lot of the cheaper shampoo
isn't
is
L'Oreal.
White.
That's all kind of like
white
or like pearly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
cloudy.
It. Yeah.
Don't buy.
Well, I mean, listen, the clearer it is, the better it is. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
I know.
Okay, so we're going clear shampoo
clear
from
shampoo,
now on.
Clear shampoo. And also, conditioner. So basically, when you shampoo your hair, I always thought it's just because it cleans your hair, right? Really what shampoo does is it cleans your scalp. Your hair, like, and then you don't have to, all you have to do is massage your scalp. You don't have to get all your hair shampoo-y. Whereas I always like to get all my whole head shampoo-y.
All the nooks and crannies.
No, just concentrate on your scalp. And then when you rinse it off, the shampoo runs through your hair. Mm-hmm. So you're not damaging your hair by rubbing it. So I was like, right, it's another thing.
On trustiche again.
Also, conditioner, maybe not use it only once.
I've heard this.
Once a week, maybe.
Yes.
Don't put conditioner on your hair.
Or yeah, I've heard this as
so
well.
So just shampoo it, and then when you've like dried it, don't towel dry it either, guys. Yeah.
Isn't conditioner meant to be a little bit bad for your hair? Yeah. I know initially it makes it feel like really nice and soft. It's not the best for your hair, is it?
It makes it very flat as well. Maybe pop a little bit through the ends of your hair. Never, ever condition the top of your head, ever. Never, ever do it.
I don't think I do that. Anyway, but I do probably do it from my scalp to the ends.
No, just your ends, mate. Only once a week. So just shampoo, give it a good shampoo.
And do you shampoo twice, by the way?
Sometimes, if I've got a lot of products on.
I always do it twice. Yeah. So I think you're meant to do it twice as well, because the first one, because I used to work in a hairdresser's when I was 14. I used to be the Saturday girl.
All right, Nikki Clark.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
So yeah, and I used to be just like the Saturday girl. In fact, I might change the mate today.
Okay.
Because I've just thought of a good mate story from the hairdressers. And the hairdresser, it was a lovely old lady called Rena, and it was called Rena's. The hairdressers, right?
There's
a tiny little one in this black and white village that I used to live in, right? Anyway, Rena said to me, I remember her literally showing me how to wash someone's hair. And I was like, I mean, I was a bit bored, don't get me wrong, but I was literally watching. And she went, "You must always wash the hair twice, Becky." And I was like, "Why is that, Rena?" And she went, "Because the first one gets all the kind of like
dead
dirt
skin
out and the dead
scalp
bits out.
Stuff.
Yeah, and the second one is the one that makes it look really good." And I've always remembered Rena telling me that.
Okay, well, but use clear shampoo. You don't want to use bad shampoo and do it twice.
No, clear shampoo.
Clear shampoo.
Shampoo twice.
Condition maybe, put a mask on once a week. But you don't really need to condition your hair unless it's really long and gets really tangly. But once you've dried your hair, never rub your hair. Put it in a microfiber little turban thing.
I love them.
They're brilliant.
Things. They're so good.
We'll try and find some of them. We'll put them on our TikTok shop.
Yes.
And then you could get a little tiny bit of hair oil and just pop it through your ends.
Do you know what? I do like hair oil.
Me too.
In fact, I like oil, full stop.
Yeah.
Oil for the body.
Yeah.
Oil for the face. Oil for the hair.
Yeah. So I didn't use conditioner today. I didn't think my hair looks much different. But yeah, there we go.
There you go, guys.
Bloody new.
Thank us later.
Yes, thank us later. Right, quick break. Back with the mate.
Yeah, we've completely changed the mate, and I'm going to tell you what it is after this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Right, the mate we were going to do, we can do tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll save it. So when I used to work at Rena's, and I probably was, now it's a bit older actually, I think I was like maybe 16 or so. And I was the Saturday girl. And I used to go in, and because I was the Saturday girl, they used to always give me the like rubbish jobs and the rubbish people. Okay. So where I'm from originally, where my family all still live in Herefordshire, they live in like in a little village, and there are a family.
I know who you mean.
You do know. Can I say?
I wouldn't.
No, they're a family who don't wash very much, okay?
Okay,
say that.
Right, yeah.
That's what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
And they've lived in the village for years and years. There's quite a lot of them, okay? And I mean, listen, they're part of the furniture. Everyone, they all, you know, get on with everybody, but they are a little
dirty.
Stinky.
Dirty.
Yeah, there's an odour. Like when they've been in the village shop, you know, and they have some air spray under the counter in the shop when they've been on, so they just go, shh.
Oh, God.
And they've come in. It's that bad. Yeah. And when I was at school, there was one in my year.
No.
And I couldn't stand behind him in the lunch queue and all that kind of business. Anyway, you get the idea. They stank. So one of them, and I think it might have been the dad or an uncle, maybe, I can't remember, came in to have his hair cut.
Oh, God.
And he went to wash his hair.
Oh, you didn't.
So I was at the back, right? And I just heard Rena go, "Becky, we've got hair wash for you." Because I wasn't cutting hair, obviously. I didn't know how to do that. I just washed hair and like brushed up the hair off the floor, made teas, that sort of thing. And I came out and I was like, oh, here we go. Right, here's my time to shine. My time to wash the hair. Bounced out of the room and I saw who the customer was waiting. And I thought, oh God, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Explain his hair.
So he had very curly hair, actually. Oh. Picture Mick Hucknall. Right. With brown hair. So that kind of thing. So very curly and a lot of it as well. But dirty.
Did you do it? You didn't do it.
I had to. What could I do?
Oh, did you put gloves on?
Did you feel his scalp? No, I don't think I put gloves on. I don't think they gave me gloves. I know. So I looked at him. I looked at Rena. I looked back at him. And I thought, what do I do? And we went, here you go, Becky. Here's Mr. blah, blah, blah. So she was gowning him up.
Oh, God.
So there he was at the sink. And I was there and his head was back. And I was just staring. I thought, I can't touch it. I thought, I physically can't put my fingers in his curly, dirty hair.
Oh, no.
Why I didn't ask for gloves, I don't know. Maybe it was in the days before gloves. I mean, this was like 20
years ago. You should have got
ago.
Like, I don't know, like a spatula, a wooden spoon and just done it with them. We wouldn't have known it wasn't your fingers. Just any implement where
anything,
a biro. He'd have been there like, oh, yeah, she's got funny fingers.
Could you give it a bit more pressure, please, love? I can barely feel you. I can barely feel you, the pressure. Oh, it was bad. So then anyway, I thought, right, Becky, just do it. Just do it. So I did. So first of all, I also had to get the little handheld shower thing.
Yeah.
Washed it. Mate, I can't even describe
it
to you.
Dirty. What? Brown.
It was brown.
Did it have stuff in it?
To this day, I can remember that I can see it as if it was yesterday. The sink was brown, right? The water was brown. I don't know whether he'd been rolling around in the dirt or what he'd been doing, okay? But I literally looked and I was like, and there was another girl washing hair next to me. I literally looked at her and she's like, look at this. I was like, look at it. Look at the colour of my sink. Can't believe it. Honestly, I was shocked.
Was it quite satisfying after you'd done it?
I have to say, yes. Once I got over the initial, like, OMG.
Got really into it.
Yeah, and once I'd done the first shampoo, the second was fine because it was clean then. And I was like, oh, here we go.
It's still touching his head though, isn't it? His dirty,
I did do
smelly.
That lightly. I was like, I was literally just going, like that. And I mean, I honestly, it's traumatising me.
I can't imagine you doing that.
I took one for the team that day. And I think I left shortly after. I thought, no, I'm not going to wash any more smelly people's hair.
Talking about, excuse me, hair washing. Sometimes in some hairdressers, when you have your hair washed, it's divine, isn't it?
I like when they massage.
Close your eyes and you're like, oh.
I've fallen asleep once before in the hairdressers. I've literally fallen asleep.
You ever had an Indian head massage?
Yes, I believe
I
have.
It's divine. I had one on a beach once and I was like,
it just sends you to heaven, doesn't it?
Something about it. But then sometimes in some hairdressers, it really hurts. And you're like,
yeah,
get off my head. Also, I have a really funny shaped head. So I'm really paranoid that they're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Would it be like me with that guy? Like, look at his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this shaped head. Yeah. Look at it. It's like a
I know.
Just going back to Rena's, you've just reminded me of something else, right? There was another lady used to come into Rena's, a really old lady. It was a very old fashioned.
Yeah, I could you can imagine.
Yeah, in a little village, and there wasn't much going on. Ladies would come in for their perms. Yeah. Okay, it was that type of thing. They'd all have a chat and whatnot. Anyway, there's another old lady that used to come in. And I always used to watch her and she was lovely. I really enjoyed chatting to her when she was like in the chair. Anyway, she always used to say to me, Becky, give it a bit more pressure on my head. So when I gave a little massage, she'd be like, really get in there.
Oh,
and mate, I said that I was going to break her head some days. I used to go hard because I'd go hard and she'd go, harder, Becky, go on, give it more. And I used to think, I'm going to break this little old lady's head.
Oh,
no, I didn't, but she used to like it hard.
Oh, Christ.
Real hard.
I quite like it hard. I like a hard head wash.
You like to feel it, don't you?
There's nothing nicer.
Mm. Well, should we give each other a little head massage after this? Be nice, wouldn't it? Come on.
Talking about you being in a hairdresser's, really quickly, we need to go. But I realised yesterday, I'm a qualified makeup artist and I forgot.
Right?
I'm MUA.
How do I not know this?
I don't know. Well, I didn't know, mate. What do you mean? So weird. So I was filming a TikTok and I was doing like a makeup thing. Yeah. And I was like, so I've always loved doing makeup. And when I was a rep, I used to do all my friends' makeup. I used to be the one everyone used to come to.
Do you know what? There is always one friend who you do for hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup.
You're like, we do my makeup before we come out.
I used to do it all the time. Anyway, I forgot. So I was talking about this on my TikTok and then I thought, oh my God, I've done a course in makeup.
So when did you do this?
I don't know. I need to find the certificate.
Has it expired now?
Must have been in my 20s.
Love.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
I don't know
if it would work these days.
Dream Matte Mousse, Maybelline. No, but honestly, I did a course. And I thought, that certificate, that must still be around somewhere.
It'll be around.
Mate,
but
I'm an MUA.
Extinct.
You're a hairdresser. I'm an MUA. Let's
we
open
got
up a
skills
salon.
Laura and Becky's salon.
And you can come and have a chat with us.
Yeah. Not if you've got dirty hair, though.
No.
We won't be touching you if you've got dirty heads
dirty,
or hair.
Dirty, filthy beast.
No.
You get out of our shop.
Yeah, our days of doing that are over, okay?
There's another line we could go down.
Yeah.
Road, pathway, I don't know.
Okay, let's do it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.